Coverage of state dance tournament action from the Target Center with Paul Ramo, brought to you in part by Western Crop Protection, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludwig's and Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sowearable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, Prairie Sun Bank, and Northern Plains Tiling in Madison.
All right, welcome back to Target Center in downtown Maine. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Continuing our live coverage of the state dance tournament. Of course, today is jazz, and tomorrow is all day tomorrow. Looking forward to that as well. And if you were with us earlier, you know the Lock Crawl Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team. The jazz team will dance in the finals about 5:30 this afternoon. They'll dance in the third slot. YME, the Silhouettes, will dance first. Zambroda second. Kevin third. Cannon Falls will dance fourth. St. Cloud Cathedral fifth. They are the defending state champions. And Wabasha Kellogg will dance last. Well, as I've been doing all afternoon here, interviewing some Shadow alumni. We have some Shadow alumni we want to talk about. Kind of making this a yearly thing. And Emily Torstenson joins me. Hi, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
We'll make this an annual interview, okay?
Yes, sounds good.
Now, Josie, we did this last year with you and Aaliyah Schomer.
Yep.
And you were really sad because you weren't going to be able to room with Aaliyah anymore.
I was. We went to college together and roomed together for 2 years of college, and then she had to graduate and leave me last May. So we were sad about that.
All right, let's catch up with you. What are you doing, Josie, right now?
So I'm currently in my last semester of college through South Dakota State University, and I'm student teaching in Appleton, Minnesota with Andrea Swapski. So that's kind of what my life's all about. And I also have been teaching at Valley Dance District, so I teach some other competition classes.
Okay, good. How about you, Emily? What you up to?
I have started my first year at St. Thomas here in the cities, so I've just been getting used to the city life and college life.
Oh.
Watching dance on the side.
Okay. So your two former Shadows, do you miss the dance?
Yes.
So much.
Yeah. Every time I watch them.
This is like the Super Bowl of dance, the state tournament here.
Yep.
So what's your feelings about this year's Shadows team?
I am so proud of them, and I just love watching them take the floor. They really embrace it, and they kill it out there, and it brings me a lot of joy and kind of takes away the sadness of missing out, because they're fulfilling that out there on the floor.
How about you, Josie?
Yeah, it's so much fun to just watch how they've progressed over the season. They started off they were great when they started off, but you just see this progress as they keep stepping through the different stages of the season, and it's really cool to see. They came out today and they wanted it and they gave it their all, and it was pretty cool to watch.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
I got to tell our listeners, they're dressed in all pink, like everybody except me. I didn't get the memo.
Oops, sorry.
but I see Annika and Peyton, they're dressed. They're waiting in the wings here too.
Oh yeah.
You alumni, you really get into it, don't you?
We do. It's like a whole nother vibe. We're all screaming and cheering as loud as we can, and yeah, it's the best thing to have people cheering for you when you're out on the floor. So
yeah, it kind of makes you feel a little bit more connected to the team when you're dressed like them and you're getting ready the way they're getting ready.
For sure.
There's still that connection with the team,
yeah,
then.
For yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. Yep.
I got to say, Josie's a 4-time state champion.
I am.
And Emily, you're a 6-time state champion.
Yes.
You got it over on Josie there.
Yeah.
She graduated a little too early. Yep.
What's that mean to you when you hear you're a 4-time state champion or a 6-time? You're a state champion. What's that mean to you?
Kind of crazy, to be honest, to think like, dang, that's real life. Like, I actually have 4 medals hanging in my room still, but like at the same time, I was just telling the girls this week earlier on, like, my biggest wins weren't the medals around my neck. It was just like being able to be with everybody and making all those amazing memories. Like, when I reflect, like, the medals aren't even the first thing I think about, which I think just says a lot about who the Shadows are.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even the biggest thing.
Right. I totally agree. Like, looking back on every year, I think about just how it felt to be with that team and dancing that dance and being on this floor with those girls is what makes it special. So when I look back on those medals, like, they just like, are a symbol of that team to me.
Mm-hmm. The cherry on top, it is, yeah.
Yep, what's the experience at State like?
Something so crazy, yeah. It's like, I can't even describe it. It's like, the floor is glowing, the air is better.
The water tastes better.
Yes.
I don't even know, you feel like you're, like, kind of famous,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, because you get to walk in past everyone waiting in line, and then you get to go on the floor in the empty Target Center, and you're here first, and, like, I don't know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Awesome. What's one of your favorite memories? Can you pick one or not? Or is that hard to do?
It is hard to do.
Radisson Olympics.
I was just going to say that was mine.
Radisson Olympics.
We talked so a lot about that with the other girls that we had on, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, those are definitely a favorite, yeah.
Otherwise, I'd say, like, the whole state weekend in general. Like,
yeah.
We practice the night before sometimes, and that's pretty fun. And then going out, we go out to Buca. That's, like, a tradition. That's
what's
always
that,
fun.
Buca? I've heard of that. Is that, like, a...
It's an Italian, like,
yep.
Pasta restaurant around here.
Yeah.
Right. Text me the directions, then.
Yeah, we will. It's just how to go.
I'm a pasta guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, so the Jazz team will perform a little bit here in the finals. What's your thoughts on this year's Jazz team?
I love it. It's so very sassy. It has a lot of personality in it. And I think all of those girls have that personality. And so it's so fun to watch.
Yeah, let's name a few girls that have that sassy personality. Reese McCoy comes to mind.
Yes. No, not Reese. They're all a little sassy and spunky in the best way possible.
Yep.
Who else? We got on there.
I don't want to call anyone out.
Call them out. No.
Oh, funny.
We got. I mean, some of the girls are young.
Oh, they're sassy too.
Oh yeah,
yep.
They are. I honestly think all of them are sassy.
Yeah. I think five of the girls are the first time on the floor.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first time at Target Center here? Talk
yeah.
about that.
What was
that like?
It was amazing.
Nervous?
Yes, but at the same time, no, because it's just a different environment. It's like the competition itself really doesn't matter at that point. It's just about having fun and enjoying the moment. So the nerves honestly go away. I think I was more nervous my first sections than I was my first state, because when you're here, you made it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And MU medaled your first three seasons.
Yeah.
So her first appearance on the Target Center floor was the first time we ever won double blue.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, where my experience was different. My first experience as an eighth grader, there wasn't really that pressure of knowing, like, that we actually had a chance to go somewhere when I was on it. Where, like, we were just, like, having fun, and we did have fun when we won, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When I was, my first experience was a lot more chillax.
Yeah.
I would say, like, more going with the flow. We were just kind of a little clueless as to what was going on.
Eighth grade, your first time on the floor here?
Mine was,
eighth grade, too.
Both eighth graders. Okay. All right. Well, this was fun.
Yes.
Let's do this again next year.
Put
me on the calendar, okay?
Yep.
And I think I'll be in the same spot. So.
Perfect.
All right, Betty. Thanks a lot, girls.
Thank you.
That's Josie Munsterman. Six-time state champion?
Four times.
Sorry. Emily Torkinson, six-time state champion.
Yep.
We got a couple alumni waiting in the wings here, so we'll turn it back to the station, and we'll be back in a couple minutes with more interviews from State Dance here at Target Center.
State Dance coverage from the Target Center with Paul Ramo on Q92, brought to you in part by Lee Motor Company of Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Lock Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CISO, Appleton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Thole Electric, and Ridgeview Seeds. State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Flowers from the Heart in Montevideo, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pearson Dawson, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, and Tufte Auto and Sales Madison.
All right, welcome back to Target Center, everyone. Paul Ramo here. State Dance Jazz today. And, of course, tomorrow's high kick. We're going to do it all over tomorrow. And with me right now is Peyton Moe and Annika Furnos, former Shadows, decked out in pink today.
Of course. Always.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Okay, they're bragging about their six-time state champion, Josie's four-time. How about you guys?
I'm a six-time state champion.
Peyton?
I'm also six-time state
champion.
Oh,
man, Josie's got some work to do. Yeah, she's only the fourth
time. She taught us. She taught us the way.
Okay.
That's right.
Let's get to find out where you guys are. What you guys are doing now after graduating from high school, and where are you at, Monica?
I go to the University of Minnesota Duluth, and I'm currently majoring in biochemistry.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's...
Biochemistry.
Yes.
Okay.
Very hard. STEM is difficult, but it's a nice challenge.
Duluth's nice, though, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've actually not had that much snow, which is kind of surprising.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Peyton, how about you? What are you up to?
I go to South Dakota State University in Brookings for nursing. And then eventually I want to go on to become a nurse anesthetist.
A nurse what?
Anesthetist.
Okay, and what's that?
That is the nurse who delivers anesthesia for surgery. So
puts the person out.
That's right, yep.
That just happened to me.
Yep.
Say good night, Paul. Good night. All right, well, your thoughts on the Jazz team here tonight?
Oh, my God. They are so good. Their energy, as soon as they walked out on the floor, I could tell that they are just going to rock the floor. And they were sassy, and they hit all of their difficult, like, turn sets and moves and tricks, and it was electric.
Definitely their best performance, yes.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yes.
Do you get to follow the Shadows often, being that way from college? Or?
Yeah. We try to come home on the weekends and go to as many competitions as possible,
okay.
But we were just at Section of Hawaii last week. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good. Talk about your experiences as a Shadow. What were some of your experiences?
Oh, gosh, where to start? Honestly, we came on the team as, like, we made varsity, both of us, as eighth graders, and made it to state and won state our first year, and we just got to learn from the older girls on, like, how to lead and be a leader and be a good leader and, you know, let younger girls come and enjoy the team and become a close team, and it was just, they're the best 6 years of my life, and I would go back if I could.
I totally agree with Annika.
Yeah.
And being back here this weekend, it just makes me so jealous that I'm not out there dancing.
Oh, really?
Yes, I miss it so much.
100%.
You guys put a lot of hard work into the sport. I know when my daughter was a Shadow, I went to a couple practices, and I thought I walked away. I wrestled in high school, and I walked away. I go, this is a little harder than wrestling practice. How do you do it? I mean, it's very intense. They put in a lot of hard work, don't they?
Yes, they do.
It's crazy. Like, you almost forget how much cardio and strength you need to build to be able to do what they do. And I think it's one thing to do a sport and, like, to just focus on that, but to make it look pretty while you do it is just a different skill in and of itself, which I think a lot of people can sit and watch and be like, oh, this looks easy. Well, that's the point, and
yep.
That means they're doing it right.
That's right. Now, were you both in jazz and high kick, or both?
Yep, yep.
Both in just that? What, or some of your routines, do you remember them?
Yeah, so our first routine was legendary. That was our eighth grade year with the brown and black uniform.
Okay, I remember that.
That was a hard one.
Okay.
That was a difficult routine.
Queen one. Which one was that?
That was our
eighth grade
year.
Okay. And what was that called again? You remember?
Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't Stop Me Now. Because the dance dads went nuts on that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That was a great year.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys, really, the alumni, there's a lot of alumni here. Talk about the alumni. It's a big family, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The alumni family is one that is, it's bittersweet to join. I think joining it is super fun. I mean, it means that you're not dancing, but it is such a tight-knit group of girls who have danced together, and it's almost like a reunion of the old days.
Yeah. All right. Fun, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are really, I can spot you guys a mile away sitting over there because you're all in bright pink, so.
Yes.
All right. How do you think they're going to do in finals? Going to rock it?
They're going to rock it.
Oh, 100%.
Rock.
I can feel it.
I love their theme, Rock the Floor in 24.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love it. All right, girls, thanks a lot. for joining me. I appreciate it. And make this an annual thing, maybe.
Yes, for sure.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Paul.
Peyton Moe and Annika Fernholz, former Shadows, and cheering on the Shadows here. Once again, the Shadows will perform tonight. They're up between about around 5:30. Dee Dee Schomer and Ken Fransky and I will be on the air at 5 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll preview the final six teams in Jazz and talk about tomorrow's high kick. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios, Maynard, and we'll be back on the air around 5 o'clock.
State dance coverage from the Target Center with Paul Ramo on Q92. Brought to you in part by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Greater Community Credit Union, Warren Trigestead, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Cargill and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health, Anderson Grain Solutions, Heather Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing, and Livestock Systems of Dawson.
All right. Welcome back to Target Center, everyone, here in downtown Minneapolis. State dance continuing, our live coverage of state dance continuing here. We're awaiting the finals here in Jazz. And, of course, we've visited with Coach Carly Wager and Aaliyah Schomer of the Shadows, and they're pretty excited to dance in the finals tonight as well. And we've been visiting with Lockapaw Valley Dawson Boyd alumni. A lot of alumni have stopped by our Q92 booth area here at Target Center and chatted this afternoon. And we have another Shadow alumni, but she's a coach now. Great, and a broadcast partner.
Yep.
From last Saturday, Grace Johnson joins me. Hi, Grace.
Hello, Paul.
I haven't seen you since last Saturday.
I know. It's been a long week.
And Aaron, the head coach.
Yes. Yeah.
Head coach at Holly. Of course, Grace is up at Holly. Am I saying that right, Holly?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Holly, that's outside of Detroit Lakes?
Yep, in between Detroit Lakes and Fargo, yep.
Okay. Wow, what a season you've had, your teams and the high kick and Jazz teams, Aaron. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. We've had a very successful season returning to state for the second year in a row in both kick and Jazz. So we're very proud of how the season has gone and the work that these girls have put in.
Aaron, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Aaron Christensen. I'm an alumni of Pelican Rapids dance team. So frequent state visits when I was in high school. I then danced at MSUM in Moorhead for 4 years, and then I started teaching in Holly, was asked to coach, and been coaching there ever since.
And here you are.
Yeah.
And Grace, your road to Holly, how'd that go?
Right, so I go to school up in Fargo, and longtime coach for the Shadows, Hannah Johnson, started a teaching job in Holly as well, and knew that there was a opening for a dance coach, so kind of brought me along with her, and it's been the best.
All right. All right. Well, you guys made it in Jazz today.
Yes.
And talk about your performance in Jazz in the prelims.
Our performance went very well. We couldn't have asked for anything more from the girls. We just kind of told them before we went out, you know, we made it to state. We've made it as far as you could go. So just go out there, have fun, give it your all. And they did exactly that.
That's right. Unfortunately, they didn't make the cut. But, you know, you got to be proud to just be here because, what is there, almost 50 Jazz teams in the state or something like that?
Yeah, we were just talking about that. So just to make it and place in the top 12, and then we got eighth today. So that is so much to be proud of.
Okay. Yeah, we ended up, this was the best year in our program history. So
sports
we're
and stuff?
Very, very happy. Yeah, we've never placed higher than eighth. So
is your Jazz team young or mixed? Seniors and freshmen, or how?
We're pretty mixed right now.
Right.
We have two dancing seniors, so we'll be losing two seniors this year. But the rest are strong, young, and ready to go.
Yep.
Talk about your Jazz theme and the song and stuff.
So this year, we danced to Paint It Black. It was a remix, not the original version. But we actually are renting uniforms from YME, black uniforms that they wore about, I think, 4 years ago. So, I don't really know how it came to be. I think we just kind of were searching for music, and that song really jumped out to us. So, yeah.
Already thinking about next year?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
You can't be a coach if you don't do that.
Exactly.
Right? Well, I want you to know, I've been in dance, a dance dad for many years and now broadcasting, and I had you as a top six. See that little mark next to Holly?
Yep.
That's a big mark. You're in on my judge. And Dee Dee did the same thing, and Ken did the same thing.
Thank you.
So the judges are sitting right behind us. We're getting the stink eye.
Yeah, we've heard from a lot of people today that they had us in the top six. But like I said before, they gave it their all today, and that's all we can be proud of.
Right. Talk about High Kick as long as we got you up here. That's tomorrow. Talk about that.
Yeah, Kick. We are super excited. We are returning a lot of girls, and we added in a bunch of new girls that had never been here before. So we are really excited to get them on the floor and see how they do.
So the first time for some of these girls on the floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that experience? You guys, both of you remember that? Remember your first time on the dance floor?
Yeah, it's definitely nerve-wracking. Yep. And they're all here today, and they're watching and everything, so we're hoping that gets rid of a little bit of nerves so they can come in tomorrow super confident. Yeah.
This year we're doing a snake theme. We're dancing to Born to be Wild, kind of mixed in with some other songs. Our uniforms are green and gold, kind of little snaky vibes. And, yeah, we've had a lot of fun with this routine this year. New choreography that we've never done before and formations and transitions. So, yeah, it's been really fun.
All right. Yeah, so we're looking forward to that tomorrow.
Yes.
So, Grace, have you instituted, like, the Radisson Olympics with the Holly team?
Yeah.
Hannah
and I have brought with a lot of traditions that we do. So we stay at a different hotel, so we change it to the Marriott Olympics, but the exact same thing.
It's tonight.
Oh,
yep.
It's tonight. It wasn't last night.
Yeah, we'll do it tonight.
Do the coaches have to get in on that?
No.
No,
thank goodness.
Oh, you're the judge.
Yeah.
That's a fun thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's super fun.
Good bonding?
Yeah, it just kind of takes away some of the nerves just to have fun for state weekend because it can be a lot, but it just kind of breaks it up, and it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. You know, as coaches now, you both have had experience as high school athletes dancing here. And how does that talk about that a little bit? You really can relate to the girls on the floor.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's even nice knowing what the whole day is all together. As a spectator or as someone coming in new, you don't really know how the morning is run, how the afternoon is, what finals are like, what's the back of the scenes, all that kind of stuff. So it's nice to know all of that scheduling beforehand so you can really prepare the girls for what the day is going to look like.
Good.
Yeah.
You're looking forward to tomorrow, of course, right, Grace?
Yeah, it's going to be another fun day.
Well, I interviewed your mom.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Couldn't get her out of retirement. So. I'm working on it, though.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time and climbing the steps here, or however high you got it. Oh, you're coming down. You're up in the third.
Yeah, we've made our rounds today. We've been up and down since 8 a.m.
It's a long day, isn't it?
It is.
But a fun day, right?
Yes, very worth it.
All right, congratulations. How many times have Holly been to state dance, did you say, Aaron?
Oh, gosh. They went in 2007 for the first time in jazz, and then last year was first time doing both, and then again this year in both. Yep.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. And as I did with Josie Munsterman and Peyton Moe, you're a six-time state champion?
I am, yes.
You know what I found out? Josie's only a four-time state champion.
Yep, Josie and Aaliyah and all those girls, they graduated. Yep. But, I mean, if they were still on the team, they definitely would have gotten it.
I forgot, Ken, I forgot to introduce Grace as a six-time state champion.
Right, come on.
Sorry. I'll remember that next time.
Good.
All right, Aaron, thank you.
Yes,
nice
thank
to meet you.
You. Yes, you too.
And have a great rest of the state tournament.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Grace Johnson and Aaron, I didn't get your last name.
Christensen,
okay. Aaron Christensen from the Holly Nuggets.
Yeah.
Dance team. I've never interviewed a Holly Nugget coach. I did you last year.
Okay.
Never mind. All right, we'll take a couple-minute break here. We'll come back with Ken Fransky and Dee Dee Schomer. They'll join me back here at Target Center with State Dance.
State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Flowers from the Heart in Montevideo, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pearson Dawson, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, and Tufte Auto and Sales, Madison. Coverage of state dance tournament action from the Target Center with Paul Ramo, brought to you in part by Western Crop Protection, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludwig's and Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sowearable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, Prairie Sun Bank, and Northern Plains Tiling in Madison. State dance coverage from the Target Center with Paul Ramo on Q92, brought to you in part by Lee Motor Company of Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Lock Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Montevideo, Appleton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Thole Electric, and Ridgeview Seeds. You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM, and we bring you back to the Target Center now. Paul Ramo and the gang for more coverage of state dance action. Paul?
Thanks, Maynard. Yeah, Dee Dee Schomer, Ken Fransky, joining me once again. That was a great time with Grace and Aaron there, guys.
Awesome. It's nice to get not only Grace's perspective as a former shadow and two-year coach now with the Holly Nuggets program, a six-time state championship dancer, three on jazz, three on kick, but to get Aaron's perspective as another head coach. What'd she say back in 2008? Was their first trip in jazz, and then they've been here this year and last year with both jazz and kick. So, there's an up-and-coming program in Class A, which is fun to see. And we'll give Grace and Hannah Johnson, former Shadows coach, some of that credit as well, too.
That's right. Well, just in a little while here, the Class A jazz finals will begin. And we're going to kind of preview the six teams dancing tonight in the finals. And maybe just turn it over to you, Dee, and Ken, and we can evaluate. This is going to be close.
It's going to be close. It's going to be a nail biter, is what it's going to be.
I predict a tiebreaker.
Attaboy.
I wouldn't be surprised. Coming out of prelims here, it was a strong prelims. We had some surprises, and, again, making it to final, we're going to give a shout-out here to the Wyoming Silhouettes will dance first, Zimbrota Zeppa will dance second, La Caparo Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows will be third, Cannon Falls will be fourth, St. Cloud Cathedral will be fifth, and then Wabasha Kellogg will be wrapping up the finals in sixth. So, I don't know. I'm excited to see it. I think we're going to see stronger performances here in the finals, as you typically do. Some nerves are settled. It's your last dance, so make it your best dance. I don't know. I can see anything happening, though. We talked about how there was 12. Now there's 6. So that means those judges, if they had some that didn't make it into finals, those rank points have to go somewhere.
Right. And, the scorecard is wiped clean, Dee. It's all new scoring. The prelim scores don't roll forward for an average like of 2 days of golf. And in the prelims, we snuck in a little bit of information on some of the scoring, and it was a mixed decision. If you're talking in boxing terms, it wasn't a TKO knockout by one team or the other. The judges were first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth in the scoring. So, you're talking, Dee, that starts to rearrange how the scores will be with six teams versus 12. So it is really a wide open finals right now for the best teams to step forward with their best dance performance to try to claim a state championship runner-up in third place.
I think if you medal here today, you are lucky. And I think any one of them, we've seen in past years, go out a little bit, sixth place, jump to third, fourth to second, or if you don't dance clean and sharp and strong, that opens up the door for somebody who's right on your heels. So, it's the closest I have seen in a long time.
Yeah, that's right. Just to let our listeners know that, we have seen the score sheet after prelims, and we are not going to give details on
because
that.
Because they don't matter.
They don't matter.
Our shadows are in it. The Wyoming silhouettes are in it, but it's all new scoring.
Scoring.
So, but Section 3 is well represented in the finals. We can say that much with good performances in prelims, but we start over. But, we're very, very happy. Monty, very competitive, didn't quite make the finals, just like the interview with the coaches from Holly. They had their best performance of the year. They beat their two section competitors at the state tournament. Mm-hmm. So you could argue that the Holly Nuggets out of Section 4A are now the best team wrapping up the season, which is something to be proud of. Unfortunately, they didn't make the final 6 of the 12 that were in prelims.
And there's a lot to be said for that. That was just a week ago.
Yeah.
So for them to come in here to their state performance here and to beat them on the last dance of the season.
They've been trying to catch them all year.
Yeah.
They got them.
That is a victory in a growing program.
Yep.
That is good mental, and like they said, there's only two seniors on that program. So in the off season, can you imagine the fire that gives that young, talented team to say, hey, we're going to come back, and be stronger yet. So we can't forget about those success stories either.
Nope. The goal is just not to get to the state tournament. We've been here 2 years in a row. Now our goals are higher. We want to make the finals. That's the next goal. Then we want a place in the top three and medal. Absolutely. It's just the energy and the fuel behind Class A dance never slows down. It only intensifies year after year after year.
All right, let me set the stage here. We're at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. Been here since 9:30 this morning or so. And it's a long day. After Class A finals, then AA and AAA will perform their finals. And I just want to give a shout-out to Maple Grove Jazz Team and East Buse Jazz Team. They're on another planet.
I would say so.
It was unbelievable.
We were watching a little bit of preliminary, and I know what their uniforms look like, but they're dancing in their practice outfit, and as soon as this team took the floor, I said to you, I'm pretty sure that's East Buse.
Yep.
And it's just because they set themselves apart, and it's just, that's your U of M. That's your next level. So they're just breathtaking to watch.
Yep, Maple Grove with Ivan. They have a guy out there. He is absolutely unbelievable to watch. He's amazing. He was here last year, and I'm friends with him on Instagram, by the way.
Hey.
And we're not friends. We don't know each other, but we follow each other. And he's amazing. I mean, just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, incredible athlete.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and there's another male dancer in Class A. Zambroda Zeppa has a male dancer. And I find because the girls, our shadow dancers, talk about the girls that do ballet dance as well. And they talk about in the off season, they dance against him.
They know him.
So it's interesting. You come to the state tournament, even though he's dancing for Zambroda, it's like, they'll see him in the off season, after this season ends, Valley Dance kind of picks up, and they'll meet him again.
Right. So, Dee, some of our listeners that maybe aren't as familiar with dance as a sport and Valley Dance, Valley Dance in the summer would kind of be like in volleyball or basketball, kind of like some of the AAU leagues like that, where, dancers, teams get together, compete in various competitions and things like that. I mean, that's what the Valley Dance back home would kind of be an equivalent of basketball, AAU tournaments, things like that, or JO volleyball,
right.
Things like that. Yep, absolutely. So it's fun how, the dance world becomes more interconnected.
Oh, totally, totally.
And let me say about this boy on
Zambroda Zeppa.
They have him off front.
All the time. As he should be.
And he looks very young. Yeah, beautiful. He's very good dancer. He's out. But let's talk about this a little bit. I'm not a judge. We're not judges. But you know what? When they're dancing, I focus on him. I don't see nothing else. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing if you're judging? You know what I mean?
Well, I think like Lisa Johnson said it last year with Maple Grove, like the girls are backup dancers sometimes.
Yep.
Because they are so captivating. I mean, when they are so talented and their skills and their execution, it is beautiful to watch. And so they do have him a little bit more front and center. Sometimes, that can take away a little bit because he's not moving anywhere else on the floor. You're only displaying him, in the front. Until we actually see the score sheets, maybe that affected them, maybe that, doesn't. But it is hard to not watch him.
Well, I don't think it's wrong, Paul, because I think every team's routine and choreography does have a tendency to highlight their strongest dancers. Whether that's a random boy in state dance is relatively rare, but getting a little bit more common. But, the shadows are going to put maybe their strongest two, three dancers maybe in front, or maybe they do a few more solo moves, if you will,
right.
And things like that. But, it is, I agree, easier for the eye to follow that boy or the male versus the female just because you're not used to seeing it a lot all the way around.
Well, and I was talking to Paul earlier about it. If you look at the Target Center floor, there is a blue line that divides.
The half-court line,
The half-court. And when you put your strongest dancer on that blue line, and so when they releve and they turn, they best not move off of that blue line.
Right.
Because then they're not spotting right.
Yep.
If they're moving, they're not, executing that turn like they could. So anybody who I've seen on the blue line today really hasn't moved off of it.
No,
so
it's like a tornado
true. Stuck
right on that blue line versus tornado tracking, 10, 20 miles wandering all over the floor. It's a really good turn or turn set, absolutely.
And the judges are sitting right up, in center in those suites. So, obviously their eyes are going to gravitate towards that center.
Yeah, that's also, the Shadows Jazz Team, they kind of feature Molly Halverson at certain points in the middle when she does a long leg hold.
Yes. Something impressive, Paul, is what I call it.
Something that I that I could do.
Yes, exactly.
She hits that beat right where she's supposed to, and then, like, Chloe Kranz, she does a flip when they go into that circle, you know? So different talent, different skills and abilities, you know? And I, you know, I think, you know, that can go into some difficulties. You know, Lisa would probably know a little bit more about, like, if they could all execute it or how do the highlight solos really play into the routine and the points. But you're trying to highlight and show off, you know, skills and abilities that maybe other teams can't do, you know?
Paul, the other thing we have not seen, or me personally, there's no male coaches in dance.
Right.
No.
I haven't seen one.
Which is rare, where, you know, boys basketball in high school or football, a lot of male coaches, you know, female coaches maybe for some of the, you know, the women athletics in high school. And then there's crisscrosses over, but I don't think there's a man assistant or a state dance, and maybe that makes sense. I don't know. In my head, I don't know. I could never do that. I'm not smart enough to do that. But, you know, it's a different sport that way. But, you know, we've got, you know, softball in high school for girls, and there's a lot of women coaches, and there's a lot of male coaches as well, too. So it is interesting. So maybe we are starting to get a cultural breakdown, and certainly in high school athletics, if a high school league-sanctioned sport isn't offered for females or males, you can cross over. Think of wrestling, Paul.
Yep.
Girls could wrestle, boys wrestling, and now we have girls high school league wrestling.
It's the most exploding sport going is girls wrestling right now.
Absolutely,
wow.
Yeah.
It's huge.
So it's interesting. So I'm not going to predict someday we'll have boys high school dance, but hey, hopefully, sky's the limit, right, in America?
We got boys volleyball up and running.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the six teams. Let's talk a little bit about Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes. Section 3A Jazz champions. They're gonna dance first here tonight, just in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Talk about that, the Silhouettes, a little bit.
Their preliminary performance was very well. I saw some nerves. I don't know about you guys, but I know, and I've talked to a couple other people, and they agreed a little bit. I know they can dance sharper than that, more confident than that. So I hope they come out here and they open it up, and they open it up big, very, very strong routine. So I expect big things from them. You know, Zimbrona, I noticed they cut their team down. Earlier in the season.
So you saw them earlier this season?
I did. I saw them.
And they had more jazz dancers?
Yeah. I mean, you'll notice here, you know, when they take the floor, on the bench there, you know, they have either alternates or people that may have gotten cut throughout the season. And for various reasons, or maybe there's an injury or whatever. But I know for sure Zimbrota had more on the floor earlier in the season, and they cut that down to eight. And so that's their strategy going in. And it was a solid performance as well.
Where YME danced 12.
Yeah, right.
Yep, which has been what they've danced all year, I believe. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I thought our preliminary performance was the best they have put out all year. They were phenomenal, and, you know, Lisa had talked about that, you know, in her interview, and so I just want to repeat for them and, you know, possibly, you know, just to do what we know they do best. So then after La Caparra Valley and Dawson Boyd Shadows Dance, Cannon Falls. You know, they're going to have a different lineup position here. You know, they started preliminary coming out first out of 12, and they get to dance fourth. So we'll see, you know, where that falls for them. They had a strong preliminary performance. And then the defending state jazz champions is St. Cloud Cathedral. You know, they are defending champions for a reason. So they're sitting in the fifth spot, and that's, you know, that's a good place to be. And then rounding out the finals is Wabasha Kellogg. You know, this is kind of a first debut for them in a long time, and they're sitting in that final spot to close out the day. So I expect them to raise the bar and bring the energy. And like I said, you know, I look at this order and I just, you know, it's going to be good and it's going to be close.
Okay. Hey, let's take a commercial break. We'll take a commercial break here, and then we'll come back and then kind of wrap up our pre-match show here before the 16 stake the floor. So with that, I want to thank UFP Mineota for being the premier sponsor for state dance today. And we'll turn it back to you, Maynard.
State dance coverage from the Target Center with Paul Ramo on Q92. Brought to you in part by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Greater Community Credit Union, Warren Trigestead, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Cargill and Madison Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health, Anderson Grain Solutions, Heather Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing, and Livestock Systems of Dawson.
Attention fixer-uppers and tinker extraordinaires. Are you the type who can turn a wrench and fix anything from a leaky faucet to a broken heart? Well, have we got a job for you. UFP Mineota is on the hunt for maintenance tech superheroes. At UFP Mineota, we believe in fixing things and occasionally breaking for donuts. If you can troubleshoot, repair, and have a sense, you're our kind of hero. Join us at UFP Mineota, where the only thing we can't fix is your obsession with office snacks. Apply today at UFP Mineota or call Crystal at 507-872-6177. Embrace the grease, be a maintenance marvel, and let the repairs begin. Join our UFP Mineota family today.
Paul Ramo, Dede Schomer, and Ken Fransky back here at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. State dance, jazz today. Tomorrow we'll do it all over with High Kick. Plus tomorrow we'll have Team United Wrestling with Dick Newman and Danny Lee from New London Spicer High School. Before he went to the break, we almost pulled a big to-do here, Ken. We almost had a judge.
We were this far away from getting one of the, I think they're Wham judges. I think, I don't know what Wham stands. Jam judges. Sorry, not Wham. Jam judges, and I don't know what that stands for. But, you know, these are the judges who do our local competitions, our conference, our section.
They're actually sitting behind us.
They are sitting one section behind us. You know, we're in the very upper row of the lower section of the Target Center. Then there's the whole row of suites, and then there's the second deck. They are one section over in 131 and right in the suites. And I just had, you know, Paul and I have been talking about this for years. It should be fun to interview a judge, get a perspective behind the scenes. You know, how do you become a judge? You know, what are the criteria, certification? You know, how do you watch all this action? And I, you know, when we were interviewing the Holly Nugget coaches, I just walked over there, stepped on a chair, and pointed to one of the sweet-looking judges and said, hey, ma'am, would you guys consider as one of the judges, when you guys are done judging the finals, come down and do a radio interview with us? And I did advertise who we were with and who we were representing for a dance team. And the gal I talked to said, let me talk to the superior judge. And she did. And that one of those two gals just came over as we were broadcasting. He was explaining the finals better. And she said they respectfully declined to do an interview with us or any. Well, we're only one of the few radio stations here. But we were just a fraction away from pulling off a historic interview at State Dance.
She did say they were honored like we asked and were curious. Yeah. But like I said, I'm sure that would open them up to, like, if it doesn't turn out like the way people want it to, like, I don't know, do we want to put ourselves out there? But I agree with you, Ken. It would be interesting to just talk about, like, how do you become a judge? What do you look for, you know? And innocently just, you know, hearing from them.
Right, right. I mean, it's so much to watch. I mean, any high school official, college professional, you know, elementary sports volunteer, you know, reps, coaches, things like that, there's just so much action to watch.
Yep.
And State Dance, there's eight judges, but they're all scoring the exact same stuff.
Right.
No, there's eight. Trust me, there's eight.
Okay.
And they throw out the high and the low two and average the middle five for rank point scoring. But, you know, they're all watching the same thing, and they see it a little bit differently, but it's no different than, you know, is that a foul, Paul, or not a foul?
Right.
Was it a charge or a foul?
Yep.
And there's just so much action, and there's always that subjective judgment call with human error, if you will, right, human nature.
Didi, you had a paper in front of you a little while ago about what the judges look for, what judges, what
the categories.
Talk about that, Dee.
Yeah, so as the girls do their dance, the judges are looking for skills, which is the technique of turns and leaps and jumps, the choreography, the creativity, and the visual effectiveness of their routine, the difficulty of the choreography, the formations and the skills, execution, placement control, and degree of accuracy. So that means, like, how they present it, you know, and then the routine effectiveness. Like the music, you know, are they using the floor? Are they going to the left as much as they're going to the right? Their transitions, how they, you know, go forward, backwards, you're not having the same girls in the front all the time. And, you know, honestly, I think sometimes, you know, depending on the size of your squad, you know, if you have a solid eight that can do anything on the floor, it doesn't matter where you put them, you know, that's a weapon. You know, you could have 14 on the floor, but they're not a solid 14,
right,
you know.
Right.
So, you know,
so that's
I,
what the judges look for.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, you got your laptop open over there. What are you looking? What are you looking for?
I'm looking as Dee's talking. I mean, there's five main categories and kind of broken sub down into the 10 categories. You know, there's a time slot limit. You know, there's a minimum and a maximum. You know, in jazz, there's a minimum number of turns that every girl would have to do, not just, you know, one really good athletic girl and things like that. But, you know, even like Dee was talking, I was looking at the routine effectiveness. You know, one thing that goes into that is confidence and expression. So that's the facials,
mm-hmm.
you know, and things like that. So, you know, there's
do they rank them 1 through 10 then, or what?
Right. So when I look at the score, there's 10 categories total, and you could get a maximum of 10 points per 10 categories. So each judge could give up to 100 points per team.
That's perfect.
That would be a perfect score by a judge in every single 10 categories.
Okay.
You know, so of 8 judges, there would be a total of 800 points. The strongest teams in Class A, you know, may score 500, 550 type points. Then it always seems like to me, Class 2A would add another 50 points, roughly, or maybe 100 points, and Class 3A might score into the 650 to 700 levels, you know, where maybe that's all the girls do in 3A is dance, where our student-athletes are three-sport athletes, two-sport athletes, things like that, too. So it makes sense that the scores get higher up to the 3A school, but it's a lot. You know, so each judge scores on 100 points total, 10 categories, 10 points per category. Then the other thing, Paul, I feel kind of bad after sections. I relearned the rank point system. You know, I think I accuse myself of saying the judges ranked the teams how they felt they did relative to each other.
Okay.
That's not really a true statement. It is, but it isn't. The rank points are given based on how an individual judge, like in prelims we had 12 teams. So let's say the best team scored a perfect 100 points.
Okay.
By Judge A, that team automatically gets the rank point of 1.
Okay.
They were 1 out of the 12 teams. Then, let's say the next team scored 90 by that judge. That judge automatically is assigned a rank point to the second team.
Okay.
The third team gets an 80, they automatically get a rank point of 3. So the rank point system isn't subjective where after they hand in their scores, the 8 judges sit around and say, I think this was the best, this was second best, third best. No, the rank points are assigned on how the judges' scoring criteria ranks them out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12. I believe I've misrepresented that to our listening fans back home, and I re-educated myself on how the rank points follow the total point scores. Now, keep in mind, 8 judges, the high judge and the 2 lowest judge, in a sense, get crossed out, and they start with the 5 judges, I call it in the middle. But if there's a tiebreaker, then they start adding in the lower 2 scores or the highest scores to break the tie. And I think if that all keeps rolling forward, then I believe if Lisa educated me right a couple years ago, then finally the total points come in. Because we've had years, Paul and Dee, you remember, the highest didn't get the highest rank points. Because maybe the last 2 judges...
Right.
Maybe scored good or was a really tight race, but you know, the highest point, it's always disappointing when you lose a tiebreaker, but you scored 5 or 10 points more and you got third place versus second place because the rank points are what sets the priority for championship, runner-up, second place, third place, so on.
And I think after that, so like a double tiebreaker, after that, I know that actually happened in AAA a few years ago, then it goes to your judge.
Right.
And what her score was. So, I mean, if it gets that tight, it goes all the way to the superior judge.
Right, correct.
And they have had to use that at the state tournament before. And like you said, maybe more so in the triple, you know, team.
Well, we've had tiebreakers, double tiebreakers in Class 1A as well, too. And I honestly don't know. I think the second to the last judge, so to speak, I think comes in first in a tiebreaker.
Yep. Yep.
Then if I remember, the last place judge, the outlier, if you will, comes in next, and then that superior number one judge comes in, then it goes to rank points. And we've had that in wrestling, too, as tiebreaker criteria as well, too.
All right. Clear as mud.
It's not like we go to overtime in basketball or extra innings in baseball.
That's heavy. I mean, that's deep. Yeah. If listeners wanted to know, they know now.
Watch the Olympics this summer. It's more like Olympic scoring state dance.
Thanks for explaining that, Ken and Dean.
Again, clear as mud.
Yep. Well, you can hear the PA announcer. They're going to start the Jazz finals here in a little bit. Once again, YME Silhouettes will dance first. Zambroda Mazeppa will dance second. Carl Valley, Dawson Boyd, Shadows third, Cannon Falls fourth, St. Paul Cathedral, defending state champions, will dance fifth, and Wabasha Kellogg will dance seventh. And how long will it take? Probably a half an hour?
About I'm thinking roughly half an hour, Paul, because, you know, most teams maximum about a three-minute dance.
Yep.
They'll probably give 3 to 7 minutes to rotate through. So if we've got six teams, roughly 5 minutes each, 30 minutes of dancing, that means we're getting ready for judges' scores to get tabulated roughly at about 6 o'clock. And then finals will get announced, all tournament team, of course, first, and then third place, second place championship will be announced.
Okay, any more to say before we sign off here on this time, D?
I'm a little nervous, you know. I'm just nervous, but I know these young, talented ladies.
Top 3 place in state.
Let's give a shout out to the girls who are dancing today, actually on the floor. Morgan Anderson, Harper Grunholz, Molly Halverson, Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shayla Meyer, Hannah Oy, Micaiah Poos, Addie Tufto, and our awesome jazz manager, Reese Oxendorf. Other managers we have, Jenna Coyle, Zoe Cruz, and our talented, amazing coaches, Caitlin Baird, Aaliyah Schomer, Carly Wager, and Hope Traeger.
And we've got one senior jazz dancer only at it. In her high school career, dancing her last jazz dance.
That's Reese McCoy.
So fans back home, start screaming in your radios, your iPads, your phones, computers, yelling, go Shadows and cheering. But we are in that third slot, so maybe about 5:45-ish, something like that, our Shadows should be on the state floor trying to contend for a state championship again.
All right, and I'm guessing we'll be back on air about a little after 6 o'clock, quarter after 6, somewhere in there. So thanks a lot, Ken.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Dee. And thanks to UFP Mineota for being our premier sponsor for State Dance this year and our other fine sponsors here. Broadcasting State Dance from Target Center. We'll turn it back to you at the studios, Maynard, and we'll be back after the finals are done.
State Dance coverage from the Target Center brought to you on Q92 by Lee Motor Company, AgPlus Cooperative, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Hamilton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Dole Electric, Ridgeview Seeds, T&D Barnwood Rustic, Western Crop Protection. State Dance coverage brought to you by Field Crest Fertilizer, Ludvigson Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sorable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, Northern Plains Tiling, Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson Dairy Queen, Warren Driggestead, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Cargill and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health. State Dance coverage brought to you by Anderson Grain Solutions, Kelly Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing Incorporated, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Flowers from the Heart, Montevideo, Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pearson Dawson, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company. State Dance coverage brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency and Topti Auto and Sales.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis for State Dance. It's Jazz Day, and we are completing Class A Jazz here. They're going to bring the final six teams out. The competition has ended. Ken Fransky, D.D. Schomer with me here in the, we're in the upper deck part of the Target Center. I've been here most of the day, and it's been a great day of jazz, hasn't it?
It's been great. It's been intense, and it's not decreasing at all for the announcements of the finals, and the all-tournament team selection, I believe, still will occur, but yeah, I think the energy level's high, but the anxiety might be even a little higher for these six teams and their fans right now.
We just witnessed six teams dance in the finals in jazz, and how do you think the Shadows did? Let's evaluate the six teams here. YME came out first, and I think they killed it.
I came out to play. They were strong. They were sharp. So they started it out very high energy and very solid. Then Zambroda took the floor next, matched it. You know, they pulled in a strong performance. And then our very own Macaparo Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows were after them. And they were just another level higher than they were this morning. So they finished strong today. Cannon Falls was next. They put out a solid performance. And then the defending state champ, St. Cloud Cathedral, came in after them. And Wabasha Kellogg finished it up. And it was some very top dancing these last six teams.
I would not want to be a judge.
No.
Because it is, it's going to be so close once we see the scores. And it's a tough decision. Boy, like Dee said earlier this afternoon, if you bring home some hardware tonight in jazz, you're top team.
You have really earned it this year. I mean, you earned it every year, but this year's level of competition and the bantering back and forth at various competitions has been just crazy competitive. And, you know, Dee, you mentioned, you know, on Section 3A, YME was the first team to dance in the six in the finals. And, you know, one of the notes I wrote down is, boy, they come out and set the tone for finals. I mean, energy went up. I mean, they looked excellent. But everybody behind in the tunnel and the chute is hearing the ruckus crowd and the cheers. Everybody's game face and talent just elevated. And our shadows for Section 3A, you know, you want your three best dances to be at sections and prelims and finals, and they certainly delivered on that. Personally, you know, we've been talking on and off the air. I personally believe YME danced stronger in the finals than the prelims. I personally feel the defending state champions, St. Cloud Cathedral, danced a little bit less in the finals than the prelims, which is good for YME and our Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. Our shadows were very steady in prelims and finals, maybe a titch stronger in finals, but if they're as good in the finals as they were in prelims, we should safely be bringing home hardware. The question is it third, second, or first place potentially? So Section 3A, I think, it represented themselves and the entire section extremely well again at the state tournament in jazz.
Yeah, I mean, I feel confident in our performance, you know, tonight. But, you know, until you hear your name, you don't ever, you know, think, you know, we know what we know. But I think, you know, of what happened, you know, last year and, you know, that's just kind of...
What happened last year?
Well, you know, we were sitting where we were sitting, which that's not where we ended up, you know, finishing,
okay.
You know, and that was on
after
kick
the prelims,
day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I think, you know, that's the thing with such a tight competition like this. And, you know, we've talked about, we know what we've seen in the past, but
right.
Those judges have the final say. And so we will see what they think today.
Well, and that's where the prelim scores disappear.
Yep.
The only you're used to get you to the finals. The final scorecards are all rewritten. The eight judges rescore them, and, yeah, it's up for grabs. It is up for grabs.
All right, we're just awaiting the PA announcer here. They're going to bring the six teams back on the target field or target center floor, and then they're going to do an all-tournament team, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, two girls out of each team or
yeah.
something like that?
Yeah, and Paul, that reminded me, one other thing we've seen on the, and I can't call it a jumbotron or we'll get scolded, Paul. You will, not me, but whatever they call the big board, there's a name for that, and I apologize. Somebody knows it, they'll text Paul. But
they already did. It's okay. Called a Detronics Pro Star.
Detronics Pro Star, the big screen. You know, we did catch our academic team. And for our shadows, Emerson Olson is on the senior academic team. And then from Montevideo, if I caught the name correctly, it was Brianna Walters. And I don't believe I saw any seniors for YME.
Okay.
But all three of our Section 3A representatives, our shadows, Montevideo, and YME, are all academic team award winners. So you don't get to compete as a high school athlete if you don't pass your grades,
right.
And you're not eligible to compete in sports and band, extracurricular activities. Off to our shadows, Montevideo, YME, on being all tournament academic teams as well. Not only good athletes, smart young ladies in the classroom as well, too.
That's good to do that as a team.
As a team.
Yep, that's awesome. So not only can they bring it on the floor, they can bring it in the classroom.
Yeah, I think that speaks to quality parenting. And quality teachers, and
yep.
Maybe more so teachers than parents, all the way around. But
right.
that's very important. You have to stress academics are where you're going to move forward in life more than athletics for most high school, college athletics, things like that. But it's something to be proud of. You know, tell the girls congratulations on that. Is their success in the classroom is as good as their success on the courts and the floor for dance this year.
All right, they're bringing the awards table out on the Target Center court, and they have got the pictures in the trophies. But they're not showing us who the pictures are.
They had them laid down. They're facing the opposite direction. This would be good if we know somebody on the opposite side of the gym to zoom in and get a picture and bounce it up to us.
And then we would know who placed third, second, first already.
The suspense is just...
You're more nervous now, Dee, than I think in years past.
Well, I mean, I have to admit, you know, with having Aaliyah back in coaching, you know, it's been super fun to see her passion for dance continue, and she loves her jazzers, and being back and being a part of the program, she really kind of never left it. You know, she's been helping with choreography, you know, when she was in college,
yep.
And so... I do get a little bit of a nervousness in my stomach right now.
For your daughter who's the coach.
Yeah, she's helping out. But, you know, I talked to her earlier, and she said, I am so proud, Mom. I couldn't be more happy with what we have done today, and she is just excited for them.
You know, one thing I noticed in the finals is that at times I watched the coaches at the tables beating up on the table, and they're high energy. And, you know, Carly's somewhat of a mellow coach at times, and she had a lot of energy. But then I watched Aaliyah and Caitlin, and they're, you know, spazzing out, high energy, keeping the girls' energy. But I also like to watch how they walk off the floor, the team and the coaches. And that was a real good vibe.
Yeah.
And I do have a correction, Paul, to make. I did catch up on the big board. It was not Brianna Walters from Montevideo. It's Brianna Winters. I apologize for not catching the last name, but Brianna Winters from Montevideo is a senior all-academic team award winner from Montevideo Gold Duster. So I apologize for having the last name incorrect, everybody.
All right.
I was going to tell you guys, you know how you mentioned watching the coaches is so entertaining. So apparently the table that they stand behind is broken. And Aaliyah said,
oh, really?
When they hit that first turn set, so rock solid, she wanted to pound, and she couldn't, and she didn't know what to do with her hands. And
mean the table's broken where the coaches are?
Apparently, wow. Or they must not want them to pound. But you know,
like they karate chopped it in half or something? Dude?
Yeah, and the girls, they know when the coaches do that.
Oh.
Like, they're doing awesome, you know, and they kind of joke about we want to make them cry. We want to make our judges or our coaches so proud that, you know, they cry. And so I definitely think today, you know, our Shadows team, you know, came and did phenomenal, and I'm looking forward to seeing how things turn out for, you know, Section 3A today. We'll see what we got.
See, that's a question we have to ask a dancer.
What's
how
that?
Do you stay focused and not get dizzy? You know, they're not only spinning in jazz, you know, they're turns, not spinning, turns, right, G? That's the correct term. But, you know, they also move and transition on the floor. How do you not get lost and stay focused? You know, do you watch a coach? Do you magically spot something on the wall or something?
You have to pick a spot. They call it spotting.
Spot, okay.
I mean, it's how you turn your head.
A
you know?
Fixed point you always reference back to.
Yep.
So you know your sentence is kind of calibrated.
Yep, they call it spotting.
You know what always amazes me about dance? You know, what they start out in the beginning of the season isn't what they end up with.
No.
They change it. I would have a difficult time once I start learning something. When's their season start? October? November?
Right. October 21st,
when they
Yep.
Well, when they start learning that routine.
Oh, yeah, some of that might
and
turn
into
summer.
And then maybe even go into a couple competitions with that routine and see that the judges are saying, oh, we need to be more difficult. And then to change that routine, and then when you perform it, not to remember to go back to the old...
Right.
Wait, that's what amazes me about dance.
You want to keep dialing it in. You want to keep, and you know, and as the season continues, you get stronger. You know, your team can probably do maybe some more difficult things or different types of transitions, you know, and you're always in front of different judges scoring you. So, you know, that's the balancing act, you know. How do you keep dialing that routine, you know, to be the best it can be with the talent that you have and bring it to the state? Floor, you know, so
kind of rewrite your playbook a little bit, but the whole playbook is part of an overall routine. And yeah, that the complexity and the mental skill level, the physical skill level is second to none in the sport of dance.
Okay, well, this has taken a little longer than we had anticipated. We thought they'd be started now on the finals. They must
the judges must be have a difficult decision to make.
It
maybe there's a tiebreaker. So I tell you what, let's take a couple-minute break commercial here, and then we will be back with the results of the Jazz Finals here from Target Center in Minneapolis.
State dance coverage from the Target Center with Paul Ramo on Q92, brought to you in part by Lee Motor Company of Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Lock Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Montevideo, Appleton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Thole Electric, and Ridgeview Seeds.
Also, a big thanks to our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota.
Are you ready to take the next step in your career? We've got the perfect opportunity for you. UFP Minneota is looking for a dynamic and ambitious individual to join our team as a production manager trainee. If you're passionate about production, eager to learn, and ready to lead, this is your chance. As a production manager trainee, you'll receive hands-on training, mentorship, and the chance to grow with a company that values innovation and excellence. Apply now at UFP Minneota and kickstart your journey towards a rewarding career in production management. Call Crystal at 507-872-6177, where your future is built on a foundation of opportunity and success. Join our family today. Apply at UFP Minneota.
All right, we're back here at Target Center here in beautiful downtown Minneapolis. You guys, during the break, did you guys take a break and go out and about downtown Minneapolis?
Yes. Yeah. I had lunch, you know, and a few fruity beverages just across the street. A couple of, nice to get some fresh, cool air.
Where'd you go?
I went across to Kearns, and then we jumped across because there's some a good contingency of Lac Parle, Dawson Boyd, Shadow fans over at Glitch, just across. So we walked out the front door of the Target Center, hooked up with my family, and then we joined some friends. So, yeah, nice to get some fresh air, get a little bite to eat, and come back into Target Center refreshed for finals here.
All right. What did you do, Dee?
Well, Jason and Brant are down here supporting the Shadows, and so they've been MIA for a couple of years, and with Aaliyah coaching, you know, they decided to come. That kind of got them excited for their standard Leanne Chin is what they order in.
Leanne Chin.
Yep, so it's right when you walk through the skyways, and if you're going to head to the embassy, it's just right on the right-hand side. So Jason was super excited after prelims to get him some Leanne Chin. So I
Chinese food?
Yeah, so I stepped back to the hotel there and had me some Leanne Chin, and that's been our staple when we've been down here as a family.
Yep. Paul, did you get your $15 mac and cheese bowl?
Yes, it was $16.
$16?
No, I think, oh, I didn't see the mac and cheese. That must be down the way. No, I had chicken. You know, Carly and Aaliyah pulled me out of the line first, so I had to wait. I had to go back. Did I tell you guys that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I was just about to order, and I heard my name. I turned around, here's Carly Wager and Aaliyah Schomer. They wanted to go on the radio and do an interview.
Good deal.
So I stepped out of line.
So you didn't get lunch or a little break?
Not when I wanted to, no. So I went back. I got chicken strips. It was pretty good. $16. But barbecue sauce and... It wasn't bad. They really have a lot of different concession food here at Target Center.
Yeah.
Really different.
I think that side they have like chicken nachos. I had that one year. Chicken nachos. That wasn't too bad. So,
So Paul, if you went off-site for lunch or say tonight for supper, you know, in the Target Center, Minneapolis, downtown area, where would be your pick of the establishments to go have supper?
Downtown Minneapolis?
Yeah, or general area.
Cowboy Jack's.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yep.
Been there before.
Yep.
You know, when I go to my daughter's, I go right by Perkins. It's my standard, my wife's standard, Perkins restaurant.
Yep.
They got a good one right off 394 here. So, but my daughter's going to buy me supper later tonight, so.
Awesome. You're sure she's buying, Paul? Or
well,
she just invited you out for supper and you'll pay?
She doesn't know that yet, but that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. We're having fun here at Target Center. We're still waiting. This is really longer than expected.
This is making me, like, wonder Like, what is happening?
I kind of wonder if there's a cat fight in the tunnel, or something like
that.
No,
I'm thinking the scores were that close. It's taking longer for them to figure it out.
They're redoing math, and now it's an algebraic equation. They're all confused.
I don't know. I keep watching that lady with the clipboard down there.
Maybe they'll have to come out and re-dance. Yeah, have one last dance.
They brought the hardware out on the gym, the court. So it looks like great, and I see the guy with the poster for the all-tournament team.
Oh, yep.
And so we got to be close because Class AA and 3A, they're going to begin at 7:15 tonight, and they'll run probably till 9 o'clock here tonight.
Yep, so they have to kind of shuffle out the single-A fans to get the 2 and 3A fans in, so they got to kind of rearrange all the seating and things, too. So
let's talk about the Shadows Jazz team again. We got to give these girls some credit. I mean, they work so hard all year long. And, I think, Dee, you're good at let's name them.
Okay, so our Jazz team this year for the Lacaparra Valley Basketball Shadows, Morgan Anderson, Harper Grunholz, Molly Halverson, Chloe Cran, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shayla Meyer, Hannah Oy, Micaiah Poos, Addie Tufto, Reese Oxendorf, our Jazz manager, Jenna Coyle, our manager, Zoe Cruz, our manager, and our awesome, fantastic coaches, Aaliyah Schomer, Carly Wager, Caitlin Baird, and Hope Traeger.
All right. A lot of those names are familiar because they're in Valley Dance District, too. That has to be a big plus when you're in dance.
I believe 10 of them. Of the 18 girls that are on the team, 10 of them are Valley dancers.
Wow. Awesome.
You know, one other thing, Paul, with dance is, the Just for Kicks program. In Dawson Boyd area, a former Shadow Megan Stratmone heads up that from, I don't know, like, I think 3-year-olds on.
Yep.
And, bless her heart, that's like herding cats. All those young little girls with energy. But that program has really expanded in quantity and quality. I watched one Dawson Boyd basketball game, and they had, I don't know if it was 5th, 6th grade, 3rd, 4th grade. There's a couple groups there. And my goodness, them little girls are really good.
Yeah.
I mean, good high kicks and good formation.
Yeah. And those programs have to help out, with, our Shadows program. So they lean on each other.
Speaking of Dawson Boyd and Lacaparra Valley, you've got a basketball game going on at the Eagle's Nest tonight with a chili feed. So if you're headed out there, grab some chili and keep it tuned to Q92. We'll let you know what the results are going to be. And you can hear the PA announcer in the background. They're bringing the 6 final teams of Class A Jazz on the Target Center floor. Yeah, it's pretty colorful with all the different uniforms and stuff.
Yep, the Wyoming silhouettes are a royal red. We'll call it Lacaparra Valley red. They're the first team that dances out. Our Lacaparra Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows are third, and they're in these hot pink flamingo Pink Panther outfits that just pop and scream loud on the Target Center floor. So those three teams will fill up the one half of Target Center court, and then the second three teams that dance will fill up the other side. So they're lining up for the announcements of the all-tournament team first, and then third place, second place, and our 2023-2024 Jazz State Champions will be announced within the next 5 to 10 minutes, man.
The Class A Jazz teams, they are facing us. The Shadows are out there, as Ken mentioned, and Dee is really nervous.
She's one last dance mom, dance fan prayer, it looked like. Coaching mom now, too.
Well, it is what it is. It's out of our hands. But, I think once a dance mom, you're always a dance mom. And they've worked so hard this season and gotten to where they are. I hope it's their day.
Well, the top three teams will be awarded some hardware to take home and put them in the trophy case at their school. And I think we're going to do all-tournament team first, huh?
I think so.
We'll see who makes all-tournament team. If you can hear the Yellow Medicine East players, dancers here as well. And they're going to... How do they pick that, coaches?
I believe...
It's the coach.
I think the coaches somewhat nominate them, or the coaching staff nominates them, if I remember what Lisa's told us over the years. Because they're not competing head-to-head in a game, in a sense, so you know, it's a little harder to have that player of the game, you know, like with Neon Needles, which you know, we will award today, of course, Paul, and things like that. But, yeah, it's kind of a coach's selection for Jazz and then tomorrow for High Kick as well. And it should be two
per team.
Two girl representative for six teams, so there should be 12 all-tournament selections.
You know, and that's another honor. When you make it to finals, you know, that's something that those other teams, because they don't advance, they don't get that recognition, you know? So that is an honor.
Well, there's for a shot of foul.
Reese McCoy and Addie Tufto are our all-tournament team selections from our Shadows. Congratulations to Reese, who is our only senior on the Jazz team, and Addie Tufto is a junior.
And they're receiving their little trophy they get for all-tournament team, and we'll hear from YME. YME all-tournament team will be announced here shortly. Hopefully we can catch them.
Look, our pink uniforms are the best of the six finals. I'm just going to call it right now.
Beautiful, like raspberry fuchsia pink. And then, of course,
Lauren Fagan and Nicole Rillo.
Lauren Fagan?
And Lauren Fagan and did he catch the next name?
Reynolds.
Didn't catch the next second.
No, I didn't.
Reynolds.
Didn't catch the
second.
Sorry about that. But they're getting their hardware, too. I agree with the uniforms. Sharp uniforms.
Nicole Rillo, Paul.
Nicole Rillo.
The second one.
I knew it was an R. Well, and we talk about how, you know, we have moms that bedazzle them, and sometimes you don't get a chance to see how beautiful they look until they are under the Target Center lights, and so they do shine very nice tonight.
And they're getting their pictures right now with the all-tournament team, and Reese McCoy and Addie Tufto are right in the front there.
Congratulations to those young ladies.
Yeah, proud moments for those girls to be selected to the all-tournament team.
Now the question is, who's going to bring home the third place, the second place, and state champion in Jazz?
This would be a good time for all our listeners back home. One last little Shadows prayer just to help all the dance gods align and the judges' scores. I mean, any little, cross your fingers, cross your toes, one last little Hail Mary prayer for everybody. Hopefully we bring this thing home with some big hardware for our Lac Parle County girls.
All right, here's the presentation of awards.
You just want to hear our name.
They'll announce third place first, should get a rank point in finals typically.
They should announce that.
Yep.
All right. Third place coming up here.
Now, not that you want to hear your name first, but if you do, you still want to hear your name.
Well, in a final like tonight,
Competition level's been intense all year. No disappointments in the prelims or finals. All 12 teams in the prelims, all six teams here in the finals. Man, they dance their tails off their hearts.
All right, I think we can pick up the PA announcer, so we'll just be quiet here as the PA announcer will make the award.
Rank score for each team.
Rank score, too.
The lowest rank score wins.
Okay, here we go.
In third place in Jazz, with a rank score of 12.
12 of rank.
From
our Shadows, third place finish at the Jazz State Tournament with a rank point total of 12. Already we know a rank of 12 for third place means the competition was tight and there probably was not a lot of unanimous judge decisions for third, second, or first place. Because if it was unanimous, fans back home, it would rank out a 15 for third place, a 10 for second place, a 5 for first place.
Yep.
Our Shadows were in a 12 rank. That means they most likely had some first place scores and some second place scores, but more third place scores, or maybe a fourth or a fifth. So,
Well, and depending on how they got to drop the 2 and the 1, so it will be interesting to see.
Congratulations to the Shadows, Coach Aaliyah Schomer, and the other coaches. Aaliyah had a big part in Jazz, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
big part in jazz. We interviewed Aaliyah earlier this afternoon, and look at her back there. She's all smiles. Carly Wager, Caitlin Baird.
You know, and this energy goes into tomorrow, too. So
this is the fuel for tomorrow. Don't
yeah.
Stop. Absolutely.
Carly Wager.
And they got to get the Schaumer right. We got to go talk to the CA9.
You get to hear your name. It's great.
You know, for any of you fans streaming, you know, we've got a bunch of beautiful young ladies and coaches representing our Black Carl Dawson Boy Shadows. Proudly lifting it up, pointing to their fans over in Section 132. Another proud year in success for our Shadows Jazz team.
Shadows are holding their trophy up in front of the large crowd here at Target Center. Third place in jazz, and a very young team, I might add.
Yes. Some couple eighth graders, two eighth graders,
four ninth
graders. Two freshmen on the jazz team, three sophomores, two juniors, and one second
place.
Here's where we're hoping to not hear whiny.
Correct.
Ryan East, state runner-up. Did you catch the rank?
No, he didn't say it.
He didn't say it.
Wyoming Shadows have edged Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows out quite a few times in similar competitions they were in. Our Shadows got them in conference. They got us back, Wyoming did, at sections last week. Lacaparo Valley third. Wyoming Silhouettes second place all the way around.
You want to give a shot at the names
go,
there?
Go for it. Deeper to Wyoming.
You want to give a shot at the names for the Wyoming?
Okay, Jets. I'm going to give it a go. Melena Anderson, London Dorman, Aubrey Enstead, Lauren Fagan, Kira Gibson, Riley Haar, Brianna Hempel, Paisley Hedber, Abigail
Jimenez,
Kennedy LeBlanc, Kylie Meyer, Kendall Meyer, Delaney Myers, Maya Oka, Kara Ullman, Angele Ullman, Nicole Rilo, Kara Sakai, Riley Strike, Abby Winter, and I apologize if I didn't get those right,
you
but
did great.
Those young ladies have worked hard and they earned their spot, so congratulations. And let's say a shout out to Section 3A again.
Oh.
We have two in the three that place at
That's
state.
Right.
That is huge.
Two of the six in the finals and two of the three bringing home hardware.
Here the Silhouettes getting their hardware. And they're celebrating on the Target Center floor with the YME fans here right in front of us.
Excellent. And we apologize. None of the three of us heard the PA announcer announce the rank point for YME. And I don't think all three of us missed it. So
no.
I don't think he
we'll
hey,
see
said it.
We'll see if he says it for first place.
And if he says what cathedral, whoever gets first place, if that's cathedral, which we'd probably predict, or I would,
yeah.
If we hear their rank points, that'll give us an idea of where YME would have been.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
All
right.
Wow. Congratulations, Shadows. Congratulations, YME.
Now we're going to find out who the state champions are in jazz.
Your daughters on the dance teams out of the arena.
One team left.
One team left out of four. Hoping to hear their team name called for state champions for Class A Jazz.
I am pleased to announce the 2024 Jazz State
Bank, please.
Jazz single A with a rank score of six. The team from St. Louis.
So a rank score of six.
Six, which probably would mean YME somewhere in 8, 9, or 10.
Yeah.
Probably.
So a back-to-back state champions, or
three times.
Yep, this is their third consecutive state championship in jazz, yes, for St. Cloud Cathedral, who before that was up in class
double
2A, double A, and they with the redistricting, the the restructuring, things like that. They've been back now in Class 1A for the last three dance seasons. And they were in Class A previous years. I don't remember exactly when. So they're on that cusp of, you know, enrollment being high enough for 2A, low enough for 1A.
You know, Wyoming gave it all they got. Lacapral gave it all they got. You know, I just... It's a judge's, you know, job to do what they do.
I've been told YME had a rank point of 10 from a fan that heard it.
Okay. Really? Okay.
So that was close between
Lacapral
and us.
If my resources aren't good enough, somebody heard it was a rank.
Okay. Well, he didn't say it, so we should have had it.
But that would be about right. It would be 9 or 10 with a 12 for third place, a 6 for first place. Just the way we know how judges and ranking score goes, it should be somewhere in that 8, 9, 10-ish range. So a 10 makes good sense. So
you know,
it was very tight.
It was. And, you know, that just goes to show, like, not all judges had them in first.
It was not unanimous. It was not a perfect score for ranks. That means the level of competition that we've been talking about all day was intense in prelims, was intense in finals. So hats off to all six finalists, all 12 teams that competed in prelims, and hats off to all three of them that are bringing home hardware.
Yeah.
Especially our silhouettes from Y&E and our shadows from Lacapral Valley Dawson Boy that represent Section 3A in West Central Minnesota.
There's the dance team from St. Paul Cathedral jumping up and down, celebrating with their trophy. They are state champions once again for the third year in a row in jazz. So recapping, Dee Dee, you want to recap here?
Yeah, let's give another shout out to our talented young ladies that brought home third place today. Morgan Anderson, Harper Grunholz, Molly Halverson, Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shayla Meyer, Hannah Oy, Micaiah Puth, Addie Tufto, and our jazz manager, Reese Oxendorf, Jenna Coyle manager, Zoe Cruz, and again, shout out to our coaches, Aaliyah Schomer, Carly Wager, Caitlin Baird, and Hope Traeger. Congratulations, young ladies, you did it.
Wow, an amazing year. And all tournament team selection for YME, Lauren Fagan, Nicole Rillo, I believe, was the second one, pretty competent. And for our shadows, our senior Reese McCoy and one of our junior girls, Addie Tufto, for the all-tournament team.
And we got to give a shout-out to Section 4. They had three of their in the finals. We didn't talk about that. Wabasha,
Kellogg,
and Cannon Falls, and Zabrota Mazeppa.
From Section 1A.
Section 1A.
They had all three teams in their finals that qualified out of their section.
That's pretty good, too.
That's impressive. Mm-hmm. That is impressive.
But the Shadows taking pictures down there. And you can't miss the Shadows because they're popping with them uniforms.
It looks beautiful.
They're right on the blue, you know, lane and things like that. Just look beautiful against that blue and wood grain background.
Yeah, nice. What exact color is that? You know,
come on, Dee, what color is that?
You're wearing
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. I am. It's this raspberry fuchsia. I don't know. You know, when I looked at the sweater, I was just like, you know, you got to get the right shade. But, you know, you talk about that, too, you know. You, like Lisa said, go big or go home kind of thing. You cannot not think about dancing here. So when you pick, you know, your uniform choices, you kind of have to keep that in mind. And,
it has to go with your theme and your attitude. And, you know, I'm going to call it hot flamingo pink, Paul. That's my kind of my color terms. I'm not as fancy as Dee or as cultured either.
I'm thinking of Reese McCoy, too, of the jazz. The only senior on the jazz team.
Yep.
And she just danced her last jazz routine. She's been on the dance team for years. And, good for her.
Absolutely.
Good for her. Finish bringing home some hardware for her program and her teammates, her coaches, her parents, her fans. Excellent way to go. And the other senior we have on the team we'll get to watch dance tomorrow is Emerson Olson. Only two seniors out of the 18 dancers on the team.
Yeah.
So, good experience there as two seniors.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I don't think tomorrow is going to be any different than today in the sense of tight competition. So,
We're gonna do it all over tomorrow. Same time, we'll be on the air around 11 o'clock tomorrow with High Kick. And are you wearing the same uniform or?
Oh no! Tomorrow is another
team. Yeah. Joel, baby.
Yes, gotta get your rocker stuff out.
That's right.
Rock and roll to me.
Rock and roll is still good to me. Something like that. I don't know. I'm. I can hum it.
Okay. That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, and high energy.
All right, Ken, thanks a lot. Katie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You guys did a great job today.
So proud of our shadows. So proud to help Paul with you and Dee and
Nader
for helping and all the sponsors back home that make this broadcast possible too, Paul. It's just what a great set of communities we get to live in.
All right. And with that, we will sign off for today, and we'll be back on the air here from Target Center in Minneapolis tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
State dance coverage from the Target Center brought to you on Q92 by Lee Motor Company, AgPlus Cooperative, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Hamilton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Gold Electric, Ridgeview Seeds, T&D Barnwood Rustic, Western Crop Protection. State dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludwigs and Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sorable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, Northern Plains Tiling, Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson Dairy Queen, Warren Driggestead, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Cargill and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health. State dance coverage brought to you by Anderson Grain Solutions, Kelly Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing Incorporated, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Flowers from the Heart, Montevideo, Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pierce and Dawson, Farmers Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martins at Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company. State dance coverage brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency and Tofty Auto and Sales. Also want to say a big thanks to our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota.
Attention all inventory wizards and number ninjas. If you can count to 10 without using your fingers, we want you. At UFP Minneota, we're searching for a few good folks to join our inventory cycle counting dream team. Picture this, you dress as a wizard, counting boxes and doing magical math tricks. We're not saying you need a wand, but if you have one, we'll make an exception. Join us at UFP Minneota and be a part of our family. Apply today at UFP Minneota or call Crystal at 507-872-6177. That's 507-872-6177.